I am here with Kurt Ritzema. Kurt has received a call from Bethel Christian Reformed Church in Waupun. If you follow these Classes Wisconsin weeklies, you've seen Roger Sparks on here before, who was an STM for them. And now we get to meet Pastor Kurt. So, Pastor Kurt, I'll just let you take it away and introduce yourself to the classes and go from there.
Sounds great. Thanks, Zach. Yeah, you know, excited to be here. A little bit about myself is been in the world of youth ministry for the past 22 years. It's been great to be doing that, and never really felt like youth ministry was going to be the step into a senior pastor position, just thinking as youth ministry as being what I was called to. Graduated from Reformed Bible College back in 2003, I think it was, when I finally did it, but started serving my first church in 2001 in the Holland, Michigan area. Was a youth middle school director there, served a church in Pella, Iowa, where I spent half of my life. Served at Park Christian Reformed Church back in Holland, Michigan, for 5 years, and then just most recently spent 12 years at Grass Cup Christian Reformed Church in Holland, Michigan as well. So yeah,
I already have to interject, because 22 years in youth ministry is almost unheard of.
Yeah, to be honest, I actually wanted to retire from youth ministry. I wanted to be that guy. That 65-year-old, 70-year-old dude that was just like still loving life, and for all case and purposes, you know, not to say I wish I could have, but I realized that God interjects and He says, you know, I have different plans and purposes for you. And it was actually a trip to Israel back in 2017 with Ray Vanderlaan that really just kind of opened that door to something more, something different. And I was actually working full time at a furniture store, and over half of my youth ministry years have been bivocational, in construction, working at a furniture store, and realizing that I really wanted to be in full time ministry and to impact adults and. Now with the word of the Lord, and actually went to the church and said, I would like to be hired full time. And that's the one thing about being kind of successful as a part-time person. It's hard to break into that full-time world at times, but God knew that point to say like, no, I want to send you to seminary. And I knew that if they said no, I was going to go to Calvin. So started there. And then actually a year later, Grass Cup came back and said, hey, about that, we'd love to have you on full time, and started as the connections pastor role, and really learned a lot more about ministry, in that role, and ultimately serving, you know, during that 5 years, you know, both full time student and full time ministry, but learning a lot, you know, had an opportunity, like I said, to serve at four different churches and underneath six different senior pastors, and that really all of that what I gleaned was been able to be added to the basket of what I can draw now from as a senior pastor, you know, and my family's been supportive of that. And yeah, let me talk a little bit about my family.
Hold on, because there's the other thing that I found really right on. You said I didn't want to treat it as a stepping stone.
Yeah.
And sadly, I mean, that's the way that a lot of people in youth ministry treat the position. And there was some stat, it's gotten better now, but at one point when I started youth ministry, it was like the average youth director, youth pastor was in their role for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And in my experience, I did hardly any counseling or any real deep discipleship for the first 3 years, because students don't know you.
Yeah.
And they're like, I have this thing I want to work through with. I'm not going to talk to the guy I just met. And so I wonder if you had that same experience, you know, in your different stops. Like, did it take you a couple of years to kind of really make connections with students, or did that happen pretty quickly for you?
I think given my personality, it happened pretty quickly. I think as you jump into a situation, you want to be personal right away. You want to connect with students, and you want to find ways to engage them in the life where they're at. And so I think early on, you know, finding those relationships. And I think that's also what made it hard to leave each of those places.
Sure. You got deep connections.
Develop those relationships. Yep. Yep. And ultimately, lastly, at Grass Cup for the last 12 years, which was a real blessing for learning ministry in so many ways. And I'll be the first to admit that, you know, I don't know everything about ministry, and there's a lot of areas that I still have a ton to learn in. But as you have relationships with students, even some of them for 7 years from middle school all the way through high school, and they experience a loss or a death or struggles, you end up doing a lot of family ministry, and you do a lot of counseling. And I think all of that has enabled me to at least kind of like learn through that process of what it will be like to pick up some of those roles as a now in pastoral ministry. Yeah.
So I cut you off from talking about your family. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Totally. I love talking about ministry. I just didn't want to be, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my family too. Wanted to at least maybe just show a picture if kind of that can get picked up, a little bit here too. So that's my family. My oldest, Hannah, is in the Navy there. And actually, I have my three older children are all in the military. So my oldest, Hannah, is in the Air Force, stationed over at Andrews Air Force Base. My daughter, Ashley, she's with the Army in the infantry, stationed over in Colorado Springs. And then my son, Ty, just graduated high school and now graduated basic training down in San Antonio. And he's still there doing his advanced training. And then we'll head out to his first duty station probably the end of October. And then also I have a four-year-old. So I have adult kids and have young kids, or a young child as well. But my wife, Jenna, being married to for 10 years, she's been an amazing part of this process too. And even, like I say, as part of the journey of starting seminary, talking about that and for her wrestling with, where does my identity fit within this and what can I bring to the table? And so that's who my family is. Excited to, even though they're stationed, across the U.S., and here in Waupun, Wisconsin, I know that that God is like involved in each of their lives in different ways and preparing cool things for them as well too.
What you get the call from Bethel? What kind of seemed like a good fit or attracted you to Bethel in particular?
Yeah, it was a unique journey because you start this process a little bit before graduation and graduating in May, and so you begin like looking on the network and seeing what churches are open, and you're like, oh, this one seems to have a good flavor of worship that I would tie nicely in with. We thought we were going to be tied to West Michigan just because that's where my wife is from and grew up in West Michigan. And we thought initially about being 2 or 3 hours so that if something came up, we could be close to home or just being there for the day. And interviewed at a couple of churches and met really cool people and really felt the Lord leading us to one of a couple of options. But then the Lord says, I've allowed you to think about where you want to go and within your parameters, within your box. But I got this place that I want to show you. It's about 5 hours away. Yes, you got to drive through Chicago. But ultimately, there's some place I want to show you that I have plans for you. And you're like, okay, we'll go there. And through that process, just really connected with the people on the search committee, connected with the people, on council and in the church, and really felt that sense of home and felt that sense of connection, as saying like, yeah, this is where I need to be. And people always begin to wonder, it's like, how do you sense that call? And I guess part of it is maybe just an inner peace that came along with it. It was difficult to say no to churches that were in that process of, wanting to call you, and some have already, it did extend the call, but ultimately getting to Bethel, realizing like this is where the Lord has purposed and planned for us, and for those churches, there's going to be someone that will step into that role that He's purposed and planned for them. But yeah, for Bethel, after 2 years of being vacant, just being a part of a group that's excited to have you here is always an affirming feeling as well.
Yeah. You you mentioned your background in youth ministry, and as an outsider looking in, I know that Bethel values their students very highly and have a lot of students who are active in the church and living out their faith. So it sounds like that'll be a great fit for your gifts. Are there other kind of areas of your gifting that you think are just kind of a home run? Not to make you brag about yourself, but some things that you think will really be a blessing at Bethel?
Yeah. Like I say, obviously in youth ministry, you bring the word in youth group settings, the joy and the challenge now is to do that in more of a Sunday morning worship setting. And so I'll still get engaged that same type of exegetical work and study and preparation. But yeah, doing that for all ages is going to be not a challenge, but the thing that I know coming in is that I'm good at is I really enjoy relationships. I really enjoy that pastoral care is something that I know I can do well. I I want to journey with people. I want to be present in their life. I want to be open to receiving people at times of need and in times of joy. So as I work through and journey through some of those things, even the things that I haven't done from start to finish, say like funerals, participated in funerals, but sure. I've never received the call all the way through the committal service. And so there's areas of growth, but I realize that the 22 years of experience will enable me to do some things, not as a newbie right away, but as someone who's been had opportunities to work through that, to grow through that, to grow from the times where you're like, ooh, I probably could have done that differently. And ultimately just to participate in the life of ministry. And yes, my heart is with students. That has never changed, but I'm really excited now to really just be a pastor to families and really be a pastor to those that are in the older ages of life as well too. Yeah.
So tell me, I know in just talking before we hit record that you're not preaching yet. You've got the big exam coming up, which I'm sure will go great. What's going on at Bethel CRC? Is there a preaching series? Who's coming in to preach? Is there an event? Is there a program? Anything you could share about the life at Bethel CRC that you think would be an encouragement to the classes?
Yeah. It's a great question because I'm learning that,
good.
Here. Yeah. So I'm in arrived on August 13, but in the fifth week of being here and you're learning, you're meeting with some of the ministry leaders and the elders and full council. And I think what it comes down to it is, Bethel is excited for this next phase of life, not only with having someone regular, preaching, but someone in the office, here that is going to be available, but things are continuing on. The things that I know they're doing well is youth ministry and children's ministry, the connections that they have not only with the school, but here in the community. It was really cool stepping in and realizing how much connections that are made even between, First CRC and Bethel, but even, other churches like Edgewood and how they overlap with GEMS and cadets and even as part of youth group. I think that's a really cool thing to know that, yes, we're a part of something bigger. We're not just independent, Bethel Youth Group and, First Youth Group or, Edgewood or other churches that are involved with that too. But you realize like together we are doing this. And that's was something that I was excited, to be like, wow, that's really cool. So that's something they're doing well. I know that, stepping in this time of the year as we're entering October, I know for pastors, at least you're like, wow, Advent is right around the corner. So you begin thinking about those things and you begin thinking about the holidays. And so there's going to be a window where, maybe a teaching series will be impacting and, to kind of, explore, who God is through the lens that, I've been given over these past, two decades of ministry. That's something I'm excited to maybe bring to part of the preaching series, not yet determined what that will be, but ultimately knowing that God has that in store. But actually Sunday is when we're kicking off the children's ministries and student ministries this week. So there's those neat things that are going on. Most churches are probably in the same boat at this time as well.
I always tell people this time of like the fall and winter in the CRC is just bonkers because I'm looking up at my calendar here. We've got All Nations Heritage in October. We've got a Reformation Day service in October. And then November is World Hunger Campaign for 3 weeks, Thanksgiving service, and then you're right into Advent. So it gets busy fast.
Yeah.
But really exciting things. So I'm thankful for the CRC. Anything else? That's not a very good journalism question.
No, I think the unique thing for me is, it's not a position where I'm coming in just to be installed and starting right away. And, I have, all of these, senior pastor level stories to talk about. It's like, for me, this is a blank canvas. And I know that as I connect with other, churches within the classes, as Bethel does, I'm excited to see how this canvas gets filled up with, my involvement with the Lord's leading here at Bethel, starting this fall, again, with my participation. And I guess as I sit here, I'm I'm just sitting in a chair of gratitude. I'm sitting in a chair of excitement. I'm sitting in a chair of anxiety. All of those things wrapped up because there's so much newness. And yet I'm serving a church that's been around for a while. You know, they're active in the community. So it's not like I'm coming in to start initiatives. I'm not coming in to be an initiator of things. It's like, no, I get to jump right in with what you're doing already. And that's a cool place to be as someone who's also being, you know, ordained as well.
Yeah. Again, as an outsider looking in, Bethel's a really healthy place, doing a lot of good ministry. So I think they'll bless you, you know, as much as you bless them. In many ways. I also hope that, you know, as you being an outsider coming into the classes, that you find the same of Classes Wisconsin, that we're a healthy place doing good ministry. We've got our struggles and we've got things we could certainly do better, but I think we've made a lot of strides in connecting our churches and our congregants through stuff like this and some restructuring, but I'm sure you'll fit in great.
Yeah,
we'll be praying for you. Again, I'm looking up at my calendar. Classes is only
12 days away. Oof. So,
wow.
Yeah,
I don't have it on my calendar. Oh yeah, there it is.
Yeah, Tuesday, September 26th.
Yeah. Wow, crazy. We'll be praying for you and your family as they make the transition, and Bethel as you guys get to know one another.
Yeah, thank you very much, Zach. Thanks for this opportunity
to come on. Thanks, Pastor Kurt.
Appreciate it.